Okay, and if someone might ask you why you like someone else, and you say, well, I like him
because he likes probably, or she likes the things that I like to do, and we together can have a better time together when two people see things just alike. That's okay. What makes it interesting, I think.
Okay. Now, suppose someone gave you a choice of two things, and you say, oh, it doesn't make any difference to me which one I take. I'll take
the one you'd rather do. I do that so often in my room. What would you like to do? I like anything which I do. I'd rather please somebody else for them to please me and then not be happy with what we're doing. I can accept anything.
Okay. So you say, if someone offers you a choice, you say, it doesn't matter to me. I'll take one. I'll take.
Then you take.
What word is left out? I'll take.
This one, or the one probably that we are speaking of.
Okay. And if someone offers you a choice of two things, and both of them, are, you know, pretty bad, you say, well, I don't like.
For certain there would be reasons.
I don't like. Okay, would you say either or either?
Well, so many people say either. Now, I noticed that in different speaking, either.
Yeah.
Either
which
one.
Which sounds more natural to you?
Either to me.
Okay.
Somehow I've always used that more than this either. However, I do use it sometimes when I'm around someone who has that tendency to say those things. Now, these people that are in the room with me now, he uses so many, I don't know, words that the average person doesn't know just what you're talking about. Now, that's the thing about it, and I'd rather not do that.
Yeah.
I'd rather not do it.
So
people
just
feel free when you talk in terms of the things like we do, pronouncing words and all those expressions and all.
So how do you pronounce that? Do you say
which?
The word either or either. How do you pronounce that?
E-I-T-H-E-R is the way it's spelled.
Yeah.
And of course the way it's marked and abbreviated back when we went to school, a double I and dotted over so and so and all those things we used to have.
How did you pronounce that though?
Oh. Either one, I generally say. Just either one you'd rather do.
Okay. Now, I'm thinking of a church that's probably the largest Protestant denomination in the South, but I don't think it's that big in this part of Tennessee.
Uh-huh. Well, really, I hadn't thought of that. I really don't know.
Just what are some of the Protestant churches?
Well, the Methodists, Baptists, Presbyterian, Lutherans, and Church of Christ, and just and I've gone to all of the different services, and I have to be a Methodist. I was born and reared in that church. And these people that I'm in the room with now, they're Church of Christ, but they're not narrow about their thinking. They're just wonderful. And they even went so far, one of them said, Miss Bell, we'd love for you to join our church. I said, well, I love every one of you. You've been so wonderful to me, but I am a dyed-in-the-wool old Methodist, and I guess all my parents and all were in my families on either side are Methodists.
Yeah.
Not that they're any better, but I came up in that, religious, I don't know what you call it, but anyway, I was dyed-in-the-wool a Methodist. That's what I said to this lady here a while back. Her mother was in the room with me. But they are kind of bad to argue. I don't think God meant for us to argue religion.
Yeah. Okay, if two people become members of a church, you say that they
are.
They what the church? They joined.
They joined and they're together in whatever church it is.
Okay.
Now, a number of my in-laws were Church of Christ, but my mother said, now don't ever, used to, they'd call them Camelites. And Camelites. And Mama said, don't ever say that word.